My best friend, my frat brother, my lawyer, my senator is Texas State Senator Royce West. And Royce was in the mess that was
He was there.
What up, man?
Hey, Tom. How you doing, Jay Sybil? Y'all doing okay this morning?
Yeah. You doing okay?
Yeah. You know, it's just that it's a period of I still feel as though I'm in a daze. All this stuff is surreal. And needless to say, we're going through a grieving process here in the nation.
You were there? What happened? Yeah, take me step by step.
I had just left before the shooting started. I was downtown. I was walking. Obviously, I was at the rally listening to the speeches. There was no hate being spewed about killing anyone or anything like that. Peaceful protest. I walk over to the television station. As soon as I get in the door, all hell breaks loose downtown.
Mm.
All hell. You know. The carnage was just phenomenal, needless to say. I mean, it's just horrific. And, you know, the coming together on this day to kind of mourn these persons and have the president, both a Democrat and a former president who's a Republican, to come together in this city, hopefully it will begin to heal. Tom, Jay Sybil, Dallas has got to be ground zero for change in this country. The conversations about transparency, accountability, and changing the culture of policing has got to start taking place. And it needs to start taking place here in Dallas.
You know what, Royce? That killing came from a guy who had an assault weapon,
right?
And a legal assault weapon. And who legalized the assault weapons in the United States?
Well, I mean, it's the government, you know. And here's the
that
deal.
That was George Bush's administration. He let it expire. And I think it's ironic. You know, that now he's attending something that
Congress let that lapse. Let the assault weapon ban lapse. What was that?
Was that the Brady Bill?
Yeah, that was in 2004. Yeah.
Dallas was a police force that had kind of definitely been working on changing attitude.
Well, I mean, Dallas,
I mean, relationship with community.
And Jay, here's the deal: when you begin to look at the Dallas Police Department. It has its problems, don't get me wrong. But in terms of being progressive, in terms of community policy, policing and things like that, we're on top of it. In terms of the use of body cameras, we have all of those things. The number of police complaints had gone down significantly here in the city of Dallas. And so we were doing things right. The murder of those police officers, to me, wasn't about the city of Dallas. It was about law enforcement in general.
It was about hate.
And can you also speak to some of your fellow politicians? And I'm not saying that you all are on the same level, Senator West, but the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, has spewed just hate and blaming Black Lives Matter for the shooting in Thursday night in Dallas.
Well, I had a good conversation with the Lieutenant Governor. And let me just say that he has acknowledged to me that he used poorly choice.
He's a broadcaster.
I know it. That was the wrong time to be doing something like that. And needless to say, it's reprehensible. And I will take him at his word, since I work with him, that those were poorly choice words that he used.
And what's he going to do to change that, Royce?
Apologize like everybody else does.
Well, hopefully. And Tom, you just said he'll apologize. Hopefully his actions will speak louder than words. I think that we need to hold him and others accountable. You know, you have the National Governors Association that's meeting this week in Iowa. You hadn't heard a peep out of that association. You have all the governors in the state, in this entire country, that's represented by that association, and they're meeting in Iowa. And is this issue on their agenda? I don't think it is.
Who was it that had a press conference yesterday in Dallas and said, we're hiring at the police station?
That was the police chief.
That was the police chief?
David Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said, if you want to really make change, do something about it.
And don't wait for the police to be the ones. When you have kids that are out on the street, who goes for them? The police. When you have other issues that the government is not supplying money for, they look to the police. He said, you all, come on, join the police department.
Join the police force.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're hiring.
That's exactly right.
But who wants to be a policeman with when the policemen have this kind of reputation? It's you know, you
can... Well, hopefully there are still people out there, good people.
Well, I mean, it's simple. Is a glass half empty or half full?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's still half full. This is an opportunity to change the culture. These officers and Alton Sterling and Philando Castile should not have died in vain. We need to make certain that we lift all of them up equally and do something about this in the country other than just talk about it. I think one of the first things that you look at towards the president's 21st Century Policing Commission's recommendations. Some of the recommendations are soft, but you start there and figure out which one of those recommendations you can implement within your city and then customize it to fit your circumstances. Should there be an extension of body cameras? Yes, there should be. We should make certain that
cameras that don't fall off. Right.
We got to make certain that they don't fall off. But we need to make sure that type of program is also extended.
And Royce, we make sure that people are registered to vote.
Right. I mean, you know, I was at Friendship West Baptist Church the other night, and they were saying, "How can we change the system?" My response to them was to register, not only register to vote, but to vote.
Get out there. Yep.
All right, man.
Good job.
All right. Talk to you
all right.
Soon.
Later, man. I'll be back home Thursday.
Look forward
Goodbye,
to it.
Goodbye, Governor.
All right, take care.